To find it here in the U.S., you have to seek out that special sports bar or pay-per-view TV package. But around the world, the football season is nearing its peak. That's soccer to those of us stateside. The European Championships, considered the sport's second most important tournament, began this week in Portugal. And qualifying for the most important one, the World Cup Finals in 2006, is already in fever pitch. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer and soccer fan Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, before we turn to Europe, let's talk about the World Cup. The tournament takes place every 4 years. It seems as if the last one in Korea and Japan just ended, yet qualifying for the next one has already begun.
That's because there are 205 nations in FIFA, soccer's governing body. 198 of them entered the 2006 World Cup marathon. It takes a long time to weed out San Marino and Montserrat and get down to 32 teams that will play in the finals too. Years from now in Germany. There have already been 216 World Cup qualifying games, and I know this because I counted, and there are 26 more this weekend.
The U.S. opened its qualifying attempt with a 3-0 win over Grenada last Sunday in Columbus, Ohio, and the two teams play again this Sunday. What do we expect?
We expect the Americans to win down in Grenada, but more important is whether they will make it back to the World Cup finals to this 32-team group. They should, but it's a long slog, and there are a lot of good teams in our region, Mexico, El Salvador, Costa Rica, and the U.S. will have to play in these hostile environments. But the truth is they should get back. We've made huge progress in the sport. If you look in England's Premier League, the top division there, an American, Tim Howard, was voted the best goalkeeper. And he's only third on the U.S. national team's depth chart. Our professional league is in its ninth season. It's churned out a generation of good players, and more Americans are playing in Europe.
Sports come a long way in the U.S., but can America win the World Cup?
Not realistically this time, but someday, I think, and not too far away, they will. The real issue for me and a lot of fans in America is whether we deserve to win it. On the one hand, you'd like to stick it to the rest of the world who still doesn't believe that we can play soccer well. On the other hand, we're really not there yet. We're not among the elite artistically, skillfully, and we don't care about the sport enough. We're not worthy. So there is a little bit of hesitation in terms of whether we want to win.
So European soccer fans don't have to worry about the U.S. crashing the party of the current tournament there, the European Championships. Tell us about that event.
Well, there are 16 teams playing for 3 weeks in Portugal. This tournament's been held every 4 years since 1960, and it was a very early example of European unity. Today, it's more a surviving example of European nationalism. It's really hard to understate the importance of the European Championships on the continent. Europe still does, in some ways, view itself as apart from the rest of the world, and every game in this tournament has some political or historical baggage. You think of England playing France the other night, Portugal's playing Spain this weekend, Germany playing just about anybody has connotations. Plus, every game is a good game in this tournament. There are no walkovers the way there are in the World Cup.
So what's happened so far?
Well, France beat England the other night 2-1, and the English didn't, though, wallow in this defeat the way they often do. They came back and beat Switzerland last night. Italy is the country filled with angst right now. They tied Denmark 0-0 in their first game, and one of its best players, Francesco Totti, was suspended for 3 games after he spit in the face of a Danish player. Imagine, though, this happening in the NFL or the NBA. Totti didn't appeal the suspension, and his lawyer said the sentence given was correct.
Now, the Cinderella story of the tournament so far is what I gather is your favorite team, Greece.
Yes, my people. They beat Portugal in their first game. They tied Spain. They haven't lost in 17 games. And this is a real surprise to Greeks and expatriate Greeks who have known the Greek team only as disorganized and undisciplined for years. They've got a German coach now named Otto Regal, and he's been dubbed by the Greek press King Otto, because there was a King Otto in Greece's past. We got the Olympics this year, and now this good performance. These are proud times for Greece.
On your behalf, go Greece. Good to see you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. This is NPR, National Public Radio.